The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus' apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to The Rescue Worker. Thank you for joining us for one more episode of Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. This is our fourth week of this wonderful journey in this third Gospel where we see Jesus in a detailed way. As you know, we are Jesus' apprentices. That is what it means to be a Christian, to follow Jesus' steps, to learn from him, and to learn to live his life today. And the Jesus' apprentices, they have a model for their life. And the model is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is the model for Jesus' apprentices, to love the Lord, to love our neighbor, and love ourselves. That's what we are trying to accomplish. As Jesus' apprentices, as we go in this daily walk with Christ, one important tool for us is the Bible. And memorizing the Bible is crucial. So what we have done every week, we have a special Bible verse that we challenge you to memorize. We take this Bible verse from the verses that we'll be reading on this week. And the Bible verse for this week comes from the portion that we'll be studying today. Today we'll be studying from verses 25 to 35 of Luke 2, when we see Jesus going to the temple with his parents as a baby, and they meet there Simon. A powerful account that we can have so many lessons for our life. So it is from this encounter with Simon and Jesus and the Jesus' parents that we have our memory verse. And the memory verse for this week is, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. Luke 2, 30 and 31. So I pray that you try to memorize one verse a week. Short verses, but one verse a week. On that way, we can memorize the Bible piece by piece and verses that can be relevant. And my question for you is, have you seen, have you experienced the salvation, the one that came to save everyone, Jesus Christ? Well, before we go and reflect on our verse here, or our verses for today, I want to give you some time, 1 minute, for you to prepare yourself to meet the Lord. We understand that every time we come to the Bible, we are coming to God's throne to receive his grace, to receive his mercy. And the promise that we have is, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There, we will receive his mercy and will find grace to help us when we need it most. So, take this time now, this 1 minute, to prepare yourself to come in God's presence. Prepare yourself to hear God's voice. Prepare yourself to be touched by God. After this 1 minute, we'll come back, we'll have a short prayer, and then we will read the verses or the portion for today. But prepare yourself, because God wants to meet with you right now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we seek your presence right now, Lord. And we want to have an experience with you. We want to be touched by you, be healed by you, be encouraged by you. So, Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to my heart, Lord. You know how much I need you right now. So, Lord, thank you for listening our prayer and make yourself available to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, yesterday we reflected to the moment that Mary, after 40 days of the birth of Jesus, came to Jerusalem for a purification ceremony and to present Jesus. So she leaves Bethlehem, probably 8 to 10 kilometers from Jerusalem to the temple of Jerusalem, and she goes to the temple. At the temple, we see happening this account. So you can open your Bible or maybe find on your electronic device Luke chapter 2 verses starting in verse 25. At that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simon. So Luke is saying that there was a person, a man that lived in Jerusalem. His name was Simon. And the word Simon comes with the concept of hear, that God hears. If you remember Leah, Jacob's wife, she prays and God hears her, giving her a child. So she gives name this child Simon because God heard her. Simon, God hears, God listens to us. And what is interesting is that the account shows how God pays attention to one of Simon's desires and he provides to him, he listens to him. And here I think a beautiful lesson for you and for me is God, he listens to you. He listens when you pray, and he listens when you don't pray. He's paying attention to you every single time. He knows the burden of your heart, and he wanna bring peace, the shalom. But let's go back here. So verse 25, at the time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simon. He was righteous and devoted and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. Let's stop here for a second. Luke tries to describe who's this man. And we see some of these qualifications before with Zechariah and Elizabeth. This man is a righteous man, a devoted. He likes to do what God asks us to do. He loves the Lord. He is faithful to the Lord. He obeys God. He's a good man. And here appears a very important aspect of this man. He was looking for the Messiah, for God's kingdom. What we see here is some images, some languages or words that are extracted from the Hebrew Bible, and special from Isaiah. Isaiah 40 to Isaiah 66, the restoration of Israel, the comfort of Israel, the coming of the Messiahs, the establishment of God's kingdom. So Simon is someone that is devoted to God, someone that is right person, and he's looking for the coming of the Messiah. If someone had to describe you today, would they use the same words? Are you righteous, devoted, and are you waiting the Messiah to restore everything? You see, I'm not asking this question so I make you feel bad. That's not my goal here. But every time we come to a situation that we are far from the ideal, that is a solemn invitation for us to surrender. It is a solemn invitation for us to ask for transformation. Are you waiting? Are you eagerly waiting for the Messiah and His kingdom? Or you're saying, God, you cannot come right now. I have some dreams here. I have my own plans. I want to do this and that. So wait, because if you come, you maybe messed up my plans. Or is the coming of the Messiah your main passion in life? What we see here, Simon had a passion. He had a dream to see the Messiah. And look what the Holy Spirit has promised to him. The Holy Spirit was upon him. And I want to wait here for a moment, because if you remember, I had mentioned that the Gospel of Luke is the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. He is all the place, directly and indirectly, manifesting His power in a mighty way. And here we see the Holy Spirit again. Holy Spirit upon someone. So the Holy Spirit was upon him, and verse 26, and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Hey, Simon. Because your main desire is to see the Messiah, the Holy Spirit said, before you die, you will see the Messiah. Oh, I wish that before I die, I would see Jesus coming in the clouds of heaven. That's my desire. Is that your desire? Are you preparing yourself for that? Are you living the life according to Jesus' apprentices? I pray that the Holy Spirit will give me that blessing to see Jesus with my own eyes before I die. So, that day, verse 27, the Spirit led him to the temple. Here, the Holy Spirit again. And I want to pause here for a second. Because some people understand that God is kind of a script writer, right? He wrote a script. And you and I, we don't have freedom. And we just play the roles that God have decided for our lives and for the daily situations. We are predestined, right? But when we study the Bible, we realize that freedom is connected to love. And God is love. So in order for us to have this loving experience, we need to have the freedom to choose God. For sure, God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for everyone. But it's up to us to accept His plans for our lives. It's up to us to obey Him, to follow Him. He does not force us. So the Holy Spirit led him. The Holy Spirit didn't force him to go. This Holy Spirit led him. And Simon, he obeyed the movements of the Holy Spirit. The same way that Mary and Joseph obeyed the Holy Spirit, being faithful to God's commandment. So what we see here is an encounter of Mary and Joseph that are carrying baby Jesus with them to the temple with Simon, because both of them, they were obeying God and allowed to submit their life to God and surrender to God. There is a difference from asking God to bless in your agenda, your schedule, and asking God the schedule for the day. You see, when Jesus was here, he said that he just did and said what the Father had revealed to him. So he will not go to the Father and say, hey, God, I have this and this, I want to do this, so bless my day, bless what I want. He would go to the Father and say, Father, what is your plans for me today? And here I can see Simon coming to the Holy Spirit, to God, and surrender to him and say, what is the plans for today? And the Holy Spirit, it is time for you to go to the temple. You have a surprise. Are you willing to surrender and to follow God's guidance, whatever he leads? Well, Simon was. And that day, the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, you see, they are obeying God. They decide to be faithful to him. They decide to have him as the Lord and Savior. That's the importance of our model for Jesus' apprentice. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all you have and with all you are. That is part. So you submit to him. You live the life that he has designed for you. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, verse 28, Simon was there. Is a divine appointment meeting because they decide to follow God. That was not forced. That was freely chosen. And what Simon did, he took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, you see, the Holy Spirit had promised Simon that he would see the Messiah. But now he's more than seeing the Messiah. He's touching the Messiah, holding the Messiah. Are you seeing the Messiah? Are you holding the Messiah, holding your heart the Messiah? That is very important because God wants to live in you. He wants to dwell on you. And he wants to hold you. And let's see now what Simon said. Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace. And here the idea of being a servant, a slave, doulos. We have talked about that. When Mary said that beautiful prayer or declaration when angel Gabriel told her that she would be the mother of Jesus. And she said, let God do his will in me because I'm his servant. That is a description of someone that have surrendered to God. Can you call yourself a servant of God that have submit and surrender to God? Simon says, I can die now. You have fulfilled your promise, God. I have sinned. I'm touching. I'm holding the Messiah. Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. Verse 30 and 31, our memory verse. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He was holding the salvation of the world. And it's important here because Simon's words is not referring that Jesus was the salvation only for Israel. That Jesus was the salvation for everyone. And I can imagine the happiness of the first readers of this letter as Luke are, along with Paul, are traveling from city to city and presenting the story of Jesus to people that are Gentiles. They are not from the Jewish background, and they realize that they have a Savior. Yes, this Savior came from the Jewish people, but this Savior is not only for the Jewish people, but for everyone. Is Jesus your Savior today? He is the light to reveal God to the nations. And he's the glory of your people, Israel. The blessing of Israel was because they would bring to this earth the Messiah. What a beautiful declaration of Simon. Jesus' parents, and interesting, right? Joseph and Mary were there. Yes, Mary is a biological mother. Joseph is a legal father. Right? He is responsible of taking care of Mary and Jesus. And the Gospel of Matthew, we have this more clearly, this declaration. The angel saying, now is your responsibility to care for the baby and Mary. So Joseph is not the biological father, as Luke has presented, but he's the legal father, taking care raising Jesus. Jesus' parents were amazed at what has been said about him. Then Simon blessed them. And I wish I heard their blessing, his blessing to them. And he said to Mary, now he turns to Mary, maybe holding the baby Jesus yet, and he has a special message for Mary. This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall and many others to rise. You see, many would accept Jesus and many would turn their back to Jesus. The successful in life is not based on how much money you have, what are your degrees, what car you drive, where you live, what you say, what who you know, who you don't know, who you hang out. The power, the blessing of a life is having Jesus. A successful life is a life that is lived in Jesus Christ. He's the one that raises people, and that is the glory. He has been sent. And so, this child is destined to cause many Israel to fall and many others to rise. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. That baby was the sign of God's love, of God's restoration plan, of God's salvation. Jesus himself was a sign, a declaration, a revelation of God and his love for us. So when you look at Jesus, you are seeing a picture, a portrait of God, a loving God that cares for you, that wants to save you, that wants to have a relationship with you. But unfortunately, not everyone accepts that, as the Bible says. So are you accepting God's sign, Jesus Christ? As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. You see, sometimes we are so focused on behavior, how people see us, or how we present to other people. And you can, let's say, learn to behave properly. But properly behavior doesn't mean transformation. Transformation of thoughts, transformation of heart. So what God is looking for is this transformation of the inner soul that will explore, or what would reveal in actions. So God is looking after a transformation of your thoughts, your feelings, of your inner soul. He's not just looking for behavior modification, but transformation. And if you don't go through this transformation, we'll not reveal Christ. We'll not think like Christ. We'll not love like Christ. We'll not serve like Christ. And even though you can behave properly, but if your inner soul is not in alignment with God, God will reveal that you're not living as an apprentice of God. And that is the reality that unfortunately we see, and we will study later on the Gospel of Luke, of the separation of the righteous one and those that even claim the name of God, even go and attend church, even do ministry, but they don't belong to God because they don't have surrender to God and surrender to His transformation that happens inside. Christianity is not a play where you play a role and you're trying to convey that you are Christian by your behavior. Christianity is a lifestyle of Jesus' apprentices where we live out every single day the love and the service of God. And now Simon makes a prophecy. He's talking to Mary. A sword will pierce your very soul. Unfortunately, for Jesus to become our Savior, he had to surrender his life. And Mary, being his mother, would face something terrible. Sin is terrible, and death is a result of sin. And the death itself breaks our heart to deal with death. But having a parent seeing their child die and burying their child, that is, I don't know how to explain, that is beyond suffering, pain. And Mary will have that experience to see that little boy, that baby that she was carrying on her hands that moment, die. Somehow God was preparing Mary for the great task that she would face, seeing her child at the cross. But the reason for the cross is because God loves us. And God is saving us. And as we are saved by God, as we accept Jesus Christ, we need to live His life being Jesus' apprentice, learning how to love and serve like the Master. So the question that I have for you is, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? And have you submit as a servant of God? Putting yourself as a doulos, as a slave of God. Allowing God's will and desire be a reality in your life. And through that, other people get to know who God is. Important questions. Important reflections that we need to make. But remember, God loves you. And Jesus is the sign of God's love for you. And He wants to save you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings. I pray that you will be with us, leading us, guiding us to Jesus Christ every single day. Help us, Lord, to submit and surrender to Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be like Jesus. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Here are the questions for your reflection as we meditate more about this account of Luke verses 25 to 35. And the questions are, What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Well, tomorrow we will study about the encounter that the Jesus family had with Anna, another encounter at the temple. And I hope that you'll be joining us. And I hope that you'll be encouraging others to be part of this journey, of this transformational journey that the Jesus disciples must need to go through. Jesus apprentices need to experience. May God bless you. May God be with you. And have a great day.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.